Florida teen Trayvon Martin was unarmed when he was shot and killed by a neighborhood watch volunteer this past February. His case enraged many around the country, and it drew intense national attention to the Neighborhood Watch program. The idea behind the group is simple. Neighbors are trained by the city to patrol the streets and report any signs of a crime. In Oakland, as crime rates have gone up, so have the number of neighborhood watches, from 300 to 800 in the past few years. But with the Martin case capturing the national headlines, questions are being raised about what a watch member's responsibilities really are and who's keeping watch over the watchers. KALW's Emily Gaddick reports.
I waved at somebody going by. It's friendly, but also it lets people know that we're watching.
It's around 10 o'clock on a brisk spring morning in the Oakland Hills, and I'm walking on Davenport Avenue with Danny Cialoa and Esther Fong. They're members of the Davenport Neighborhood Watch. Cialoa and Fong are wearing bright orange vests with a watch logo and carrying cell phones in case they need to snap a picture or call for help. They're looking for...
Oh, wait, just anything that's unusual. Even when I walked up and I saw you sitting there, I kind of took a look. Well, she looks... she looks like she belongs here.
Things out of the ordinary, especially cars driving by slowly. Young men especially, out of their cars walking.
Both Cialoa and Fong have been involved in the watch for decades. It's changed over the years. What was once just community meetings and volunteers walking the neighborhood has grown to include a blog, a listserv, plans to install cameras, and pay patrollers.
When you think about neighborhood watch, it truly is watch in many senses of the word. Trying to be watchful without being intrusive, and being watchful without being paranoid.
We're high enough in the hills that most of the bungalows have a view of the San Francisco skyline. But we're also just blocks from the junction of 580 and 13, close enough that you can hear the rush of traffic. That closeness has made the neighborhood a target for home invasions.
Hey, Dada. Doing well, thank you. Can we come over and say good morning? Do you have 30 seconds so you can come over here? How you doing, friend?
How you doing today?
Cialoa and Fong greet a neighbor they know as Dada. He points up the block at a house that was broken into recently.
And the very next day after that break-in, we had a guy come, burgundy car, discolored bumper. He came right back, real slow. He seen me, he backed up, waved. There was another guy in the seat, the passenger seat, all the way back. I said, okay, I was right on time for you. So they left.
The break-ins on Davenport are part of a citywide trend in Oakland. As the police department is squeezed by budget cuts and layoffs, rates for serious crimes like burglary, robbery, and homicide have risen more than 20% over the last year. So civilians are increasingly taking responsibility for the safety of their own neighborhoods.
Lots of different neighborhoods in Oakland are in my district, and I'm seeing neighborhood watches pop up in all parts of my district.
That's Oakland Councilmember Libby Schaff. She represents a stretch of Oakland from the Montclair Hills to the High Street Corridor. She's a former watch captain, and now that she's in office, she promotes neighborhood watches in her district.
Neighborhood watches are not just a crime prevention tool. They are an improvement to your quality of life. You know, you do get connected to your neighbors, and that makes your experience living in an Oakland neighborhood better. You feel more comfortable, you know, knocking on your neighbor's door to borrow a cup of sugar. And other things, you know, babysitting, just block parties. They serve so many purposes in addition to just crime prevention.
East Oakland feels a lot different from the Oakland Hills. The neighborhood is denser. Many people live in apartment buildings. And it has a reputation as a hot spot for violent crime. But it's only recently that residents like Marlon McWilliams have started organizing watches of their own. In 2010, his new barbershop on 98th and Eads was broken into twice.
Both times my shop was broken into, the first time I had to go find the officer, you know, because it was a cold call. It was low priority. Second time, you know, nobody came for a day, you know, and nobody came to my business. I'm a business owner, chair in Neighborhood Watch. I'm an area representative. I had the police chief's phone number in my phone, area captain's number in my phone. I'm an elected official, all these things, and I couldn't get somebody to come out to come take a report from me.
He says it was made worse because his neighbors were reluctant to report crimes.
And to make reports or to be eyewitnesses for any number of reasons. You know, you want to be labeled. You don't want, for fear of retaliation or for fear of the unexpected and unknown.
The watch, he says, has helped change that. It makes them feel empowered.
And I think that people are getting to a point now where they are comfortable with stepping up, comfortable with, being a resource and also being eyes and ears and not being worried about repercussion.
McWilliams says he deliberately kept the watch as simple as possible when he started it. Unlike the watch on Davenport, there aren't any plans to organize patrols and listservs or install cameras. Instead, neighbors text each other when they see anything suspicious.
More so than anything, it's just people living their life but being more attentive as to what's going on around them. We don't want to put anybody in harm's way or in jeopardy. We don't want anybody thinking that they're the police. We don't want anybody thinking that they're, any vigilante justice or anything like that. We just want people to be attentive to what is possibly happening and be attentive to their surroundings and their neighbors.
Watch groups have faced more scrutiny since watch member George Zimmerman shot and killed Trayvon Martin, an unarmed black teen in Sanford, Florida. So far in Oakland, there haven't been any reports of such violent confrontations. But in a city where police response times have slowed and tensions over race and crime can run high, there are worries about watch volunteers taking too much responsibility, which is not what it's supposed to be about.
The Neighbor Watch program nationwide is really about people reporting and observing what's happening in their neighborhood.
That's Felicia Verdin, who helps train and oversee the roughly 800 active watches for the city. Anyone who's interested can form a group by contacting her office and holding just a single meeting a year. The city connects watch members with local patrol officers and teaches them how to spot and report suspicious activity.
I hear stories where people get in their car and they follow people, which we don't recommend or encourage at all, but I've heard people say that. Mm-hmm. We never, ever advocate anyone going out and going after suspicious people or carrying weapons. And we want people to stay safe. That's the most important thing, is that we want people to stay safe in their community.
This is my walking partner. Hi!
On patrol again with the Davenport Watch, we've circled the neighborhood and are standing back in front of Danny Cialoa's house. Everyone's a little out of breath after an hour hiking up and down the Oakland Hills. We didn't spot anything suspicious. No crimes in progress. Cialoa looks pleased.
It's not just watching crime. It's all of the social interactions that take place that allow us to care more for each other.
Maybe the basic act of keeping watch seems too simple a solution to the city's rising crime rate. But for watch members, it's more than that. It's a step towards building stronger communities. In Oakland, I'm Emily Gaddick for Cross Currents.